Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Stevie Ray bringing us back. The late, great Stevie Ray Vaughan. A little SRV for you there. 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And we have a great visit with our good friend Dave Anderson. Dave is the author of If You Don't Make Waves, You'll Drown. And he's got a stack of books here that I'm having a trouble seeing over. There's so many of them. And he's got more on the way, folks. And one of the smartest guys we know. And so I encourage you to go to learntolead.com and find his website there. Dave, thanks again for being here. We're talking about making sure that you set goals, that you set them high and you set them clear, but also you got to be able to execute those expectations. Yeah, I love what Michelangelo allegedly said. That the greatest danger is not that you set a bar too low and achieve it. I mean, too high and don't achieve it, but right. That you set it too low and achieve it.
That's right. Oh, absolutely. And, you know, one thing a leader's got to look at, too, is when's the last time I redefined my expectations? I mean, you've got to keep them relevant, you know, and have you taken it from me to we? I mean, do your people really know what they are, or is where they're going covered in fog? I mean, you can't hold them accountable if they're not clear. They're not going to be focused if they're not clear. They're not going to be productive if they're not clear. And if you have any doubt at all whether your expectations are clear enough, they're probably not. Mm-hmm. And so it's really healthy to redefine them, not just the outcomes, but what you're expecting every day. Go over them with them. Make sure they have the training to execute them. I mean, let's get rid of the gray area so people can be more productive. We owe
it
to our people.
Dave, for small businesses, we show up every day knowing what needs to be done. We see it in front of us. Our employees show up. And I'm convinced that we are, and I'm throwing myself into the bunch here. We often see, well, they show up, they're on time, they're working hard just like me. They must know what I know.
Right.
Don't you think we get into that kind of a scenario in our businesses that we assume that they have all the information they need because they're right here with us all the time?
And
this is the part, see, to me, this is a part where management and being the manager of the company and the CEO of the company, where those lines cross over.
Right.
Because you got to quit blocking and tackling and start being the more of the CEO, which is, you know, expectations are the fulfillment of the strategy that the CEO has decided the company needs to take.
Exactly. Let me tell you what I'm going to do today, Jim. I'm finally back in town, and at the beginning of the month, this is the first day I'm back. We have monthly performance reviews. We don't do it annually. We do it monthly.
Huh.
We have 16.
That's a lot of work.
Well, it is. It is. But if you do them every month, it lasts about 15 minutes
right.
per person. And so we sit down at the beginning of each month and go over not only what they did last month, but what the new expectations are for this month, what matters most. While I travel, my people send me every day, I get what's called their Big Four.
Right.
It's an email summary of the Big Four, not always four, sometimes it's three, mm-hmm. the big three or four activities that they understood were most important to do that day and how well they did with them. It's just a summary. So we're focusing and managing activities. We've been doing this for years. I'm a 16-year-old company. We've doubled in size the last 2 years with the same number of employees.
Wow.
The same number of employees because we've just simply gotten better at focusing every day on what matters most.
What's the one skill or technique or a fundamental that you've learned that has helped you do that?
That has helped us be able to double in size over the last 2 years with the same number of employees? Making each day a masterpiece. You've got to show them what it looks like. What does great performance look like? We want great performance. Show them what it looks like on a daily basis. What does that mean to you? You know, and I call it becoming brilliant in the basics. And they all know. You know, they have those three or four. Now, they may have 40 things, but they have the three or four, you know, things that simply are the most important things that mm-hmm. we identify at the beginning of every month to keep them fresh and relevant, and it's managing those activities. I used to be great at looking at the outcomes. I've disciplined myself, Jim. I only look at outcomes twice a month now, and that was hard at first. Only mm-hmm. twice a month. That's totally counterintuitive, but I look at the activities every single day. And by looking and managing those activities every day, the outcomes have been outstanding. You got to get focused on that daily execution. You know, it's like in a football game. Everybody, you know what play makes the highlight reel? Mm-hmm. It's the 80-yard long bomb, flea right. flicker, you know. But that's not how most touchdowns
that's
are
right.
scored.
That's not how small business works.
No.
If you're going for the bomb, you won't make it.
No, you know what never time. Makes the highlight reel?
All the time.
What never makes the highlight reel is the basic, well-executed yeah. three-and-a-half-yard
mm-hmm.
run.
Mm-hmm.
The basic, well-executed three-and-a-half-yard. But if you do that every play, you never have to give up the ball.
Mm-hmm.
If you do that every play, you'll score eventually every time, and you'll wear out the competition. So business leaders have got to figure it out. What are those basic three-and-a-half-yard runs my people need to execute on a daily basis to keep moving things forward? And most of them don't. They have people come in and work long and hard, and they hope it all works out.
Yeah, and people don't tie the results together with each other. One of the things that I know that your system does, and folks, I encourage you to use it, is that you find out who's got time to do something else.
That's right.
Don't you? You
That's
find
right.
out where how much time it really takes to do a certain project, and maybe and then when there's something new that comes along. You know who needs to raise their hand.
Absolutely, you do.
Yeah. LearnToLead.com, right?
That's correct, Jim.
Check that out, folks. When we come back, Dave has another part of his work that's international, that's quite a bit different from what we just talked about. And I'm going to ask him to share some ideas on that after these messages. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.